I have a couple over here.
Okay.
Yay.
Praise
Continue
God.
To pray for my family as we prepare for court this Thursday at 9 a.m.
Okay.
We are going to court to terminate the guardianship that I have of Angel, because his mom has been clean now for 2 years.
Okay.
And it's time.
Amen. That's great.
It's time for him to go home.
That's great news. Let me see. Is some more on there, too?
Yes, sir.
You got some sis?
And then pray for deliverance for Joseph, Andy, and Joshua.
Okay. Amen. Yes.
You want them all at one time?
Yeah, I know. We just pray for all of them, man. I tell you, this is awesome.
We want to pray for Zadie Eakins, who's having surgery to remove her thyroid gland this morning. And then we need to pray for Chris and Denise Carnahan. Today is 3 years since their young son got his healing from cancer in heaven. Can you hear me?
Barely. Just keep going. You're good.
It's been 3 years since their young son got his healing from cancer in heaven.
Okay.
And Chris has been undergoing procedures for a treatment plan for his recently diagnosed.
Okay, can I have those too? But praise God. You know, this is an awesome privilege to pray together. You know, the power of agreement. I love that scripture in Matthew 18:19, where two on earth agree as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for us by the Father in heaven. And it's just a privilege. Lord God, we just thank you. Let's all go to the Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you for this honor and this great privilege to pray together, Lord God, and to agree according to your word. Your word also declares if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. And you're hearing us right now. And because you're hearing us right now, we have what we're asking of you. And so, Lord, we just thank you. We pray for Chris and Denise Carnahan. We thank you, Lord God, for this 3 years since our young son got his healing from cancer in heaven. Lord God, we just pray for Chris and Denise today. And Lord, we just speak peace with them, that peace that's guarding their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for wrapping your loving arms around this precious couple today. And Lord, we just pray for Chris. Lord God, we just lift him up, and we bind any discouragement, any fear. And we come against that cancer. Cancer, you are trespassing on God's property. In the name of Jesus, we command every cancer cell to die and be gone from that body. Lord, we release your virtue to flow from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you, Lord, that cancer is leaving his body. And I thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for quickening and strengthening his mortal body right now in Jesus' mighty name. We pray for Zadie Eakins having surgery to remove her thyroid gland this morning. Lord, we just lift her up, and we pray, Lord God, for the doctors and the nurses, Lord God, that you're guiding their hands, that you're giving them wisdom and insight to effectively treat Zadie today. And we think of the surgery, even if it's already happened, Lord God, if it hasn't happened, we know it's going to go perfectly smoothly. There will be no problems whatsoever. And Lord Jesus, you are a miracle worker. You're a healing Jesus. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we release your virtue to flow, and we declare for a supernatural recovery. It's happening even right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, wrap your loving arms around all the family today. Encourage them. Let them know that all is well in Jesus' name. Lord, we just continue to pray for favor, Lord God, in the courts. I give you praise that there's prominence and preferential treatment for this precious family. We give you praise and thank you, Lord, that you are their banner, and that you're giving them favor in the eyes of the judge and all those in authority, that, Lord, that this is happening. Lord, it's time for this to happen. And we thank you that the petition is being granted to them. The petition is being granted unto them. And we thank you, Lord, that it's done. And we praise you for the victory. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the peace of God that's guarding their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus during this situation. Praise your holy name. We pray for the deliverance for Joseph, Andy, and Joshua. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, Satan. We cancel your assignments against Joseph, Andy, and Joshua. We bind you in the name of Jesus and cast you away. We say, be gone now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I loose your glory to saturate them and to set them free. Lord, I loose laborers across the pathway, people that they can relate to, that will minister Jesus to them. And we thank it from this day forward. They're saved. They're making you the Lord of their life. They are set free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, we just thank you that every request that people have today that haven't even called in, every physical, spiritual, financial need of the people that are watching, listening in, is being met right now according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I give you praise for it, Lord God, and we thank you for the breakthroughs, and we thank you for the provision, and we thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. That's a privilege, isn't it?
Yes.
God's so good. I love it when people, you know, get we know that they're listening, and we know so many prayers have been answered through this great ministry from the agreement of prayer that goes on during this time and then and after that, you know. Yes. So it's a privilege.
God's so cool.
Yes.
He's super sauce. He's awesome sauce.
Yes.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Amen.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is one of my favorites, Terrell Glaze.
Thank you, sister. We're having us a large time in the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Praise God. Got to pray for people and lead people to Christ, and just want to encourage people, you know, to every day, you know, when you get your day started, put God first. Mm-hmm. You know, Matthew 6:33, there it is. Matthew 6:33, live your life by it. It simply says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. So if you put God first, or when you put God first, I believe if you're not, you're going to start today. No matter how you feel, change your routine. If your flesh sometimes it wakes up cranky, I know I'm not talking to anybody here that wakes up that way, but some people wake up a little cranky. And so the best solution for that, of course, you can grab that cup of coffee, but just go ahead and spend a little time with God and just begin to thank him for that beautiful day that he's made. Thank him. You know, there's so much to thank God for. We go to a lot of foreign countries where they don't know what hot water is. So thank God for a hot shower. Yeah. Thank God for an indoor toilet. People, we're so blessed here in America. You know, thank God for a refrigerator, for a dishwasher. I mean, if you ain't got one, if you're the dishwasher, that's okay. Thank God you got two hands that can work to wash a dish. I mean, a washer and dryer, I mean, a place to sleep. And if you don't have a place to sleep, God will provide you. Just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Come on, y'all just rear back and say, all these things shall be added unto you. So that when that word all covers all. So whatever you're needing, if you don't have it, you need something, you just go to God and worship him and spend some time with him, and he'll begin to provide for you. But we have so much to be thankful for. You know, this is our 29th year of full-time ministry this year. Praise God for that privilege. And we started going international in 2001, started going to Colombia. Honduras was our first mission trip, and then Colombia, then Nicaragua, and then Peru. And then we started focusing on Honduras. And so Neva has been with us on several trips. And Dwight and Sharon Shepherd, Pastors Dwight and Sharon Shepherd, have been with us on many trips. And so, you know, it's an eye-opener when you go down there and see what these people don't have, but they're just happy as they can be, and they're thrilled that the Americans are there. And I've had so many people go with us. A lot of times, the first mission trip that people go on is with us. God's just worked that out, you know. And we go to a wonderful place up into the mountain villages. We do a lot of ministry up there by Zambrano. It's a mountain village up in Honduras, out of the capital city, about 40 miles up in the mountains. And people go there. We go to these villages, you know, and we take these bags of food, you know. We raise money to put rice and beans and spaghetti sauce, lard and sugar, and we get a assembly line where we're there, our team. We take teams of people, and we everybody, you know, put stuff in it and bag it up, and one bag will feed a family of five for over a week there in Honduras. And so when we get these bags, we got two, three vehicles, we fill them up, and we take our PA, and we drive up into the mountain villages, and we take a van where a van shouldn't go. I mean, these roads are rough, and people go up there, you know, they say, I'm never going to complain about that bumpy road in my neighborhood again. You know, it's an eye opener. And then we start getting to the village, and we go to several of them. We go to and we honk the horn. And when we honk the horn, people say the missionaries are here, and the word starts going out. And so we go to a meeting place, and people would take sometimes a couple hours to get there. But moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, mamas carrying babies on their hips, would start walking down these old rough roads, and they'd all meet where we were at. Like sometimes 400 or 500 people would come and stand in a field or under a tree just to hear about Jesus. And they also knew we had some food too, you know. So we would have service there, you know. We had a generator. We'd fire the generator and get our PA system going, and we'd lead praise and worship with tracks, you know. People would worship the Lord, and then we'd minister Jesus to them, and then we'd give people an opportunity to get saved, and folks would run to get saved. I mean, they just can't get there quick enough, and then we'd pray for the sick. And those people have no doctors, have no nurses. But when they hear that Jesus took the stripes on his back for their healing, they just reach up and say, I need a miracle. And they come up totally believing that when the Americans, whoever, lays hands on them, that's their point of contact. They release their faith with childlike faith. No doubt they need it, they believe it, and they receive it, and God always honors that. That's why we see so many great miracles, you know. And so we've had people from the churches, you know, that had never really done much praying for people. But we say now, we're going to feed them. But you, when they come up for prayer and they're going to come up, they want you to lay hands on them. And I goes, we've never done that. I said, well, you're the body of Christ, aren't you? Yes. I said, you have the Holy Spirit of God in you. Yes. I said, well, just lay hands on them, you know. And if you pray wrong, they're not going to know what you're saying anyway. Because... So that we've seen these young kids, 15, 16, go up there and pray for somebody, and they'd lay hands on them, and they'd fall out in the power of God. This one girl said, oh, Pastor Terrell, I knocked somebody down. Look at them, they're down there. Are they okay? I said, that's the power of God flowing through you. Keep on going, you know. And then they lay hands on people, and people begin healed. All these things that begin to happen. And then at the very end, after we fed them spiritually, people have been saved, people have been healed, and then we get to line them up and feed them physically with a good meal that will last them a long time. And it's just so life-changing to be a part of that. And you know, we've had people go, you know, I've complained about food I've had. I've complained about I didn't want this or that, and I'm picky about this. No more. I'm just going to be grateful for everything I get, because these people are getting a bag of food, and they're happy about that. You know, I mean, it opens people's minds. And so I think it's good for everybody to go on a mission trip at least once, because, you know, it'll take that complaining out of you. You know, you'll see things in a different light. And God likes us to be thankful. He likes a grateful heart. You know, he doesn't want to hear people groan and complain. And, you know, when the Israelites left Egypt, you know, that was going to be an 11-day journey straight from Egypt to the Promised Land. But they began to grumble. They began to complain. And guess what happened? They had to stay out for 40 years until they all died off, except for Caleb and Joshua. You know what I'm saying? I mean, thank God for we're in the new covenant now, and God's not doing that right now with people. You know, he's merciful, but I'm just saying, God doesn't like grumbling and complaining. That's why I said, I will bless the Lord at all times. What shall come out of your mouth? His praise. His praise shall continually. That don't mean grumbling, complaining, or whining. Trying to help somebody today. I'm just trying to help somebody today. His praise shall continually be in your mouth. And it's a process. It may not happen overnight, but begin to be thankful for what God has done for you. Be thankful for everything, because God is pleased with that. And I'm excited because we're working on getting to go back to Honduras. We haven't got to go for about 3 years because of the, you know, all the stuff with the COVID stuff, and that was locked down, and we couldn't get up in the mountain villages. But, you know, during that time, we had some projects that we were still sending support. God was still blessing. We could bless them. And we had some projects that they got finished. They finished building the fifth church now, where there was no churches, where we used to meet in a field or meet, you know, under a shade tree. Now, we've been believing God, and with other ministries, of course, people across the nation, we've been believing God, and the land was purchased, and the buildings began to go up, and these were built out of cement block, but they're pretty good-sized facilities, and one will hold almost 400 people, and as soon as the churches got built, they were filled up immediately. And so now we've got five churches. We're part of several ministries working together on that. And Pastor Dwight and Sharon and Neva, they're all part of going down there and being a blessing, you know. And so now we have five churches built, and they're fully functional. Amen. And so isn't that awesome, you know? And so it's been amazing over the last few years what God has allowed us to be part of. You know, we used to just go down and evangelize, which we still do, we begin to see there was a need, that people were hungry. Now it's getting better. They've sent people to help the farmers begin to work their land, and they're able to grow some stuff now and get chickens. You know, when God begins to move in the hearts of people, his blessings begin to flow. You know, things start happening. But, man, we'd go down there, and we'd start feeding people. And over the last 12 years, and I shared that yesterday morning, remember? Over the last 12 years, God's people have given and helped us to go feed the hungry. Now we have fed well over 250,000 people with good food. Isn't that great? Boy, that'll make you jump up and shout hallelujah, won't it? But that's teamwork. You know, people working together, the body of Christ working together. And so, when we work together, we get together, and great things can happen. God loves what happens when people are unified, amen? And then I was talking about how over 20 years ago, I was talking to Luis Storto. He's a guy that we work with his ministry down there. He's been down there. He's from Honduras. He has a ministry called Love Without Boundaries Ministries, and they've been down there. We've been working with them since way back in that 2000, but they've been doing stuff for 30 years around there, and so it's been amazing working hand in hand with them, you know, see what God's been doing. But he was telling me when we first started going down there, he said, Terrell, God's beginning to pour out a spirit down here. And we saw the churches, we do these big crusades, you know, and we did a big crusade where we all have a praise band, and then I preach and we give altar calls. And all the churches, what we do is we raise the money and send their buses through the cities where the churches are going to be involved with us. We pay for it. And I say, all I ask the pastors to do is fill those buses up with people that need salvation. And the denominations had never worked together before we started going down there, and Luis talked to him about our ministry. We didn't want nothing from them. We just wanted to help them build their churches, that we had done this in Colombia, we had done this in Nicaragua, and how successful it was. And so they decided, it had never happened, but five cities, pastors, all the denominations from five cities said for the first time they would work together to win that area for the Lord. We had Baptists, Episcopalians, Catholics, Presbyterians, Methodists, and that had never. So when they began to get together, and we started sending buses on the day of the crusade, we paid for everything. We had an outdoor. We were the first ones to preach the gospel in the downtown area of Zambrano, and the stage was an old stage. We kind of spruced it up some. We hooked electricity to it, and so we ran buses through there, and boy, they filled them up. And I told Luis, how many people can fit in a bus? He says, well, 60 Americans, but 130 Hondurans. they packed them in there. So we brought them out there. And the first night, I mean, we had several hundred get saved. But in three nights, over 2,500 people got saved. And those churches grew in abundance. And so since that time, we're working now with 36 cities, God's blessed it, of all denominations coming together. And the reason I said that, because now, Luis said 20 years ago, only 13% of the people were saved in Honduras. Now, last year, I got a new number because we're all going down there working together. Amen. And now over 63% of Honduras is saved. And yes, power and unity. And that's what's happening here in America. We're seeing the body of Christ. We've been under attack, and they realize we got to get together and get organized because they're trying to take us out. Well, now all these organizations have gotten together, and as we travel from coast to coast, I said, people, God is turning this nation around. Folks are repenting, giving their lives back to Christ, and the body of Christ is getting organized, and we're going to take back what Satan's tried to steal. And we're seeing it happen in the grassroots area. We're seeing cities of business, Christian businessmen and women and churches coming together. And now they're running for office. They've taken back city. It happened to my town in Enid, Oklahoma. In Enid, Oklahoma, my hometown. They got together. There was all these woke people in there, you know, these leftists and liberals, and they didn't realize how little by little the devil's trying to take it over. Well, they got together and they started running for offices, and then they've taken back our city council. They've taken back our school board of the county, too, of Garfield County. Come on, I'll tell you what now. And we're taking back. We're taking back our place of authority, and it's happening in the grassroots. It's going all the way to the federal level. God's for us, and he's working with us because we're getting together and taking our place of dominion. So I encourage people, because I said, quit watching the news. All these, it's lies. Most of it's not, just lies. So be careful. God's raising up Christian platforms where you can get the truth, the information. Be careful what you watch and allow in your hearts. It's important to keep your peace and your joy. So I didn't get on. I just had to share that my heart about that and what God did there and what God's doing here. The same thing's happening here. And we're going to take this nation back. It really is. So praise God.
Amen.
He's good.
All the time. Before we end the program, sir, would you be kind and share with the people about if they would like to sow a seed into your ministry?
Yes.
How would they go about that? Where would they send? Who would they make it out to? And where would they send that to?
Okay, a lot of people like to go online. Okay. And we have a website. Our website is glazeministries.net. GLA, just like glaze. Think about glazed donuts, Krispy Kremes. Mm-hmm. But it's glazeministries.net. And they can go on that website and they can donate. They can also see a lot of videos of what we did in Honduras. You know, they can see us feeding the hungry. We've got several things they can look on and see what we're doing down there. And they can donate online at glazeministries.net. And I also have a mailing address. If people want to mail, they can mail it to P.O. Box 2073, Branson, West, Missouri, 65737. P.O. Box 2073, Branson, West, Missouri, 65737. And that's the Glaze Ministries mailbox. So they can send a check and make it to Glaze Ministries. And they'll get credit for their giving on their taxes, too. So that'd be a blessing.
Yay.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for giving me opportunity to be here. I just thank God for the privilege.
It's always awesome when you come.
Oh, sis, thank you.
You always bring a refreshment.
Praise God. God's so good to us.
Thank
you. Honor to be with you guys today. Praise God.
Would you like to pray to end this?
Sure. Father God, we just give you praise, Lord God, for this glorious privilege, this glorious voice, our power, Lord God, that's standing tall and sharing the beautiful news of Jesus Christ around this world. Thank you, Lord, that you always confirm your word with signs following. And we thank you, Lord God, that lives have been touched and changed by your power. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And we pray blessed upon this great voice, Lord God, that you're blessing them exceeding abundantly of all they can ask or think. Bless the ones that are laboring here, Lord God. Let them see, Lord God, that you're honoring them for their faithfulness to do what you've called them to do. We give you praise, Lord God, and we thank you for all you've done today. We're never going to be the same again. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day.
Amen.
From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our handsome brother in Christ.
Thank you.
Terrell Glaze. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.